The debate about Syrian refugees has sparked questions about funds for refugee resettlement in the U.S. And some people ask, why don't we use that money instead to fight homelessness? KUOW's Liz Jones put the question to a few people at an outreach event for homeless people in Seattle.
The line snakes around the block outside the Millionaires Club in downtown Seattle.
Thank you for coming. This is called Day of Dignity, done by the Muslim community every year for the last 10 years.
That's Aziz Junejo, an organizer with the nonprofit Islamic Relief. They're giving out sleeping bags, haircuts, and other items to hundreds of homeless people. Two volunteers handing out burritos are teenage brothers from Syria. They came here as refugees with their family a few months ago. Yazan Al-Sakini is 19. With the help of an interpreter, he describes why his family left Syria more than 4 years back.
Yeah, he said, life stopped, especially that we lost our home. It got bombed. We couldn't go to school because the civil war started, and we were almost about to be persecuted or killed.
President Barack Obama has pledged for the U.S. to take in at least 10,000 Syrian refugees next year. But some Congress members have pushed back, citing security concerns. But Al-Sakini is optimistic Syrians will still be welcome here.
I really have hope of the other people from my community who are seeking help, as I do, to come here and resettle and build a new life, as we're starting to do.
Outside, Damon Lyons waits for his turn. He's a veteran and says he'd like to see more funding for homeless vets, but not at the expense of refugees.
There should be a middle ground because those people are now in distress. Those people are definitely in need.
Another veteran down the line, Greg Klucher, agrees with him.
No, I mean, the whole reason veterans fought for what they did is so people like that could come here. Everybody needs a hand, you know what I mean?
So far, about 40 Syrian refugees have resettled in the Northwest since the war started. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.